Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always take us with you when you're on the move by downloading the Guardian Radio app to your smart device, or you can simply be really old school and go to your desktop computer and click on the live stream button at www.guardiantalkradio.com. Tonight, we're continuing our series and speaking to artists participating in the 9th National Exhibition, otherwise known as the NE9. It's entitled The Fruit and the Seed. The National Exhibition is a biannual show that happens every 2 years where the chief curator does an open call, which means she sends out an invitation for artists practicing in the Bahamas, living and working in the Bahamas, or Bahamian artists living abroad to respond to that call. And Holly sent out a call speaking to ideas of understanding and empathy, to cut a very long story short, and to ask artists how they and their world were dealing with current political situations and social situations. And I have two artists in the studio with me tonight, Sydney Colby. Sydney, welcome to Blank Canvas.
Hi.
And Letitia Pratt. Hi, Letitia.
Hi.
How? They both don't want to be here, so we're gonna just be super relaxed. Sure. And we're gonna start with Sydney. Sydney, I've known you for, wow, I guess as long as I've lived here now, so 7 years. And you, I think, were you a student at UB when we first met?
It was COB at the time.
COB at the time. Mm-hmm. And you're like a graphic designer mm-hmm. and an artist, and you work at Bahamar.
Yep.
And yeah, you've done a lot, and you came in with some really powerful work. But tell us a little bit about your journey just as a young Bahamian artist. Has that been like a struggle for you? How do you find, was Bahamar like a great addition in a way that you could professionalize? Or has it been, is having to work while being a practicing artist something that stops you from your creative practice?
Okay.
I know a lot of questions. I'm giving you a lot of questions. You can jump in on any one of those.
All right. So I just want to start at the beginning with my, actually, no. We're not going to start at the beginning. We're going to go to the last question about how it is like working at Bahamar.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty good. I do find it pretty enjoyable. I can't think of a better place for me to work for mm-hmm. what I do in a creative field. So I feel like that's a very nurturing environment.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if I don't have the opportunity to work on my personal practice, I don't feel like I'm abandoning my creative practice at all
mm-hmm.
when I go to work. Just because of the different types of jobs I get and the stuff that I have to do on a daily basis, and also being so connected with the community still.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I feel like I've been pulled away in mm-hmm. any way, shape, or form. And it's in a fairly sustainable environment, mm-hmm. I feel. You know?
Yeah, no, because when John left the NAGB to go work there, they're like, you know, there were people that were like, oh, you know, he's betrayed you. And I'm like, no, he's gone to create a second space. Like, there can be more than one space. Mm-hmm. And again, there are more. I mean, there's, you know, Dunkelik and the Aguilar Art Foundation and so many places. And I always see, you know, any kind of ecosystem as being many, many different places that sort of support each other. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to hear that, because I thought, I mean, again, you know, it comes with its, you know, every space comes with its issues, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the NAGB comes with the issue of being a national space and a governmentally supported space.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamar comes with the issue of being a commercial space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's tied to tourism.
Yeah.
But I think rather than look at all the problems, we need to look at the positive aspects of that.
Yeah, I think so.
And has that, so it's sustained you in a way that, has that supported, I mean, being able to stay in a creative field, has that then allowed you to stay connected to your creative practice?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
I fortunately have had creative jobs
mm-hmm.
since I started at Bahamar. Like, mm-hmm. even after the debt crisis, I went on to freelancing, and then I worked at the Island House as a graphic designer there. And now I'm like the lead graphic designer now in my department for Bahamar. So
mm-hmm.
I've stayed creative. So it's been a great experience. I've been fortunate.
Yeah, very fortunate. And I think it's good to know. I think it's good to know there's more opportunities being made available for creative, mm-hmm. professional creatives, right?
Yeah.
Because believe me, when I graduated from college many years ago, there literally wasn't a job for me to come home to.
Mm.
So, and I think that's changed. That landscape's changed. So tell me a little bit about your reaction to the open call. So when you saw the open call for The Fruit and the Seed,
mm-hmm.
Which made this kind of plea in a way for artists to think about their environment and how they were either trying to make the world a better place or think about how to be like a social activist in their practice. Mm-hmm. You know, what was your response to that? What was your response? Did you have an immediate response? Did you have to like reflect on that for a while? Or did you automatically think, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing in my practice that.
I would say I did have to reflect for a minute. Mm-hmm. And that's just because even though I've been creative all these years, my mm-hmm. fine art practice has mm-hmm. been like non-existent. Mm-hmm. But I've still like had the opportunity to be a bit more liberal. But yeah, when my projects, I've luckily been able to be a bit more liberal mm-hmm. And more creative. So I've had like fun projects designing for art spaces and stuff mm-hmm. rather than just like corporate businesses mm-hmm. or right. branding where I get to come up with their iconography. So I've still had my juices flowing, but it's been a minute since I've made what would be quote unquote fine art, mm-hmm. you know, something that didn't have a commercial purpose. So I just needed a minute to step back from it for a second. But in terms of like what I wanted to speak about, no, that mm-hmm. that came fairly quickly just for where I was at the time. I was dealing with a lot of personal matters with like healing myself and just picking up better practices, just because I'm 25 now. I'm officially an adult.
Yeah, those of us on the other side of 50 might disagree, but
you just turn a new
yeah
leaf.
No, of course you're really finding you're in that phase of your life where you really have become an adult and yeah. you have to kind of face up to all what that means in yes. all of its different yeah forms.
So in that, and just looking at, there's a lot of things going on in the world.
Yeah.
We could talk on them for like hours and hours, but there are like a lot of things that are happening to people. A lot of people are going through a lot of negative stuff, mm-hmm. Myself included, but you just have to find the light on the inside is how mm-hmm. I feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was... So Holly told me, so it's quite a powerful work, you know, to cut a really long story short, it has to do with self-love and self-care mm-hmm. and putting yourself first in relationships and as a woman, not always assuming a secondary role has to be inevitable. Holly told me that there was some discussion in the jury, not about the subject matter, but about how it would be ultimately shown. Mm-hmm. So what was that conversation like? Did the curator like help you realize that or what because it's kind of like a collage. It looks like it might have started on a computer, but it's actually on a canvas. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the process of the artwork itself?
Oh yeah. What I initially proposed was, do you need me to describe what I did first?
Sure.
Okay, so what I did was a mixed media work in which I used a collage, like a photo collage, to create a figure that was on a chair.
mm-hmm. Let's just say being intimate with another figure.
Being very, very intimate yes. with another figure.
But they're both you.
Yes, they're both me. That went over a lot of people's heads, unfortunately, or fortunately, however they wanted to look at it. Mm-hmm. But they were both me. Mm-hmm. So the collage version was a bit grotesque. It wasn't like anatomically correct per se, but all of the aspects of the body were elements from either my physical person or in a photograph, like something that was on me. Mm-hmm. So everything was connected to me mm-hmm. In that way to create that version of myself. And then the other person in the image was just a flat painting of mm-hmm. myself, like a very graphic one, like mm-hmm. very flat color, mm-hmm. simple outline. And then I played with a different amount of textures in the background using glitter and fabric and just acrylic paint just to create different visual textures and also physical textures.
Mm-hmm. So was one of the bodies sort of idealized? Because like one seems like a sort of straight portrait in a way mm-hmm. with no imperfections, let's yes. put it that way. And the other one, like you said, is sort of this mishmash of kind of, it's almost like you've been broken and put back together again.
Yes. So the title of the work, I think that might help.
Yeah.
Is A God Call. It's from a series that I'm developing called A God Call Self. And this particular one is called God First that we're talking about now because I made two pieces. Mm-hmm. So in this, I wanted to speak about the ongoing relationship that we have with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
At first, focusing on love, because it's easy to, in my opinion, to focus on the negative that you have. Then it's hard to focus on the positive within yourself and also forgive the negative that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So with this work, where I was at the time was learning to forgive myself and also focus on the more positive aspects of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So within this aspect of the relationship that I have, because I'm fully aware that the relationship is much more than just like the happy-go-lucky things that I'm depicting now.
Mm-hmm.
But in this aspect, I wanted to focus on nurturing and just being gentle or kind or fulfilling to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Gentle might not be the right word, but
yeah,
kind, and almost worshiping to myself, mm-hmm. like to, what's the word? Praise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise yourself.
Praise myself.
Yeah.
Essentially.
But I think it's interesting how that was a topic that you felt was very personal at the time. And obviously it came from somewhere very personal, but is also, I think, something very global.
Yes.
Right? So it's, and I think that's kind of what makes work powerful, is when things, very often an artist will identify something within themselves, but it connects to a bigger, you know, much bigger situation. And that's why so many people can respond to it.
And when you say that, it's also so funny, because at the time where I was dealing with a lot of that, I had so many people in my environment who would talk to me and come up to me and just tell me about how they were dealing with the same stuff and how we'd be encouraging each other. So I knew that this was something that wasn't singular to me,
mm-hmm.
but I can only tell it my way because that's the only way I fully understand, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. And what made you use things like fabric and glitter? Is that something that, because you think it's something we see in our environment, is that in any way connected to kind of local practices, or is that, you know, I mean, they're very specific materials to bring into a, you know, into what's a painting actually. And then also to kind of merge like a digital, I think some of that was digitally done on your computer, some of the photographs of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a merging of a lot of different works. So this mixed media thing, which of course makes you think of lots of different practices that we have locally.
Just on a personal level, I'm just very, very drawn to textures and artwork just in life, like different fabrics. And even when I look at the work that I do now, like graphic design wise, I use a lot of layers. So, oh no.
See, I told you it would get better.
Yeah. Oh man.
I just gave the 2-minute warning to Sydney, who didn't want to start talking, but that's what happens on the radio. So you actually start talking about your work and then you realize that you could keep talking.
Yeah, that's great. But I'm just personally drawn to like a lot of texture.
Yeah.
And some of the materials that I use, like, I'm familiar with working digitally, so that's why I started off that way. That's how I did all my sketches. And then when I moved into the physical sense, like I just like things to be tactile. I just love it personally. But when it came to...
But please don't come touch the artwork.
Please do not touch the artwork.
Enjoy it, but please don't touch it.
But when it came to like the different elements, like I like using fabric, and just because that was a personal thing. Like I grew up with my mother, she always got her clothes made, and I had like a lot of clothes made too. So it's just, I wanted to bring some elements that I was familiar with in the work. And glitter, I just like sparkly things.
Just, why not? Exactly. Why not? I like sparkly things too. I think we all do, right? Really.
Yeah.
And I think even men do if they would allow themselves to admit it.
Yeah.
We're just been hearing from Sydney Colby, who is one of the 35 artists at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, currently in the National Exhibition, which is called the NE9, The Fruit and the Seed. So we are encouraging people to come out and see that show. It's really pretty awesome, and I think is a very, it makes you really happy to see all the talent that we have in our country. So I encourage people to come down and see that. And after the break, we're going to hear from another one of the artists, Letitia Pratt. And we are going to continue talking about the show, the National Exhibition. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.